No, you gotta do that now.
You gotta put out a clip. You know, this is what nobody wants. Everybody's a visual person, I think.
Right.
I'm not. I don't care. Especially with comedians and podcasts, it's like I can enjoy them without having to connect visually to.
I don't. You know, I guess I only will watch because I used to not listen to any podcast. I'll be on any podcast.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know. I didn't drive for like 15 years in New York, so I didn't have a. I don't know. If I was doing something, I would listen to music, like if I was exercising or something. So I never listened to any of them. And then I started watching watching clips of Rogan. Like, Rogan's got a fucking great interview style. Like,
it's
he's great at it.
And he goes into areas that other people don't go into.
And he's very fair, too.
Yeah, he's fair. He's in depth.
And I think I had been on his show like three times before I watched the show.
Yeah.
I watched him like, oh, this is a fucking good show. Like,
this is good. Yeah.
Yeah, but I never know. So,
well, what's great
I'll watch that. So I guess now I'll see shit. But like listening to a podcast, I don't know. It makes sense to me that you have to be visual with it now.
No, sure. And I think you got to catch their attention somehow.
Yeah.
You really, and that's the other thing. It's like, I hate to use this word. It's such a fucking cunty, horrible word that would be said at a fucking, but it's like, at some, you know, network or whatever, but it's like an attention economy. That's what they say.
It's always,
Yeah, and that's kind of, you know, and that's what it's really evolved into.
I don't think it's that, it's like now, they say attention economy, but that's all advertised.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, you have less time to get the attention.
The pace
and
is different.
Other people, there's more jabber around.
Yeah, there's more competition now. Yeah. Like the pace is different. You know, I think that's the few. You know, when I look around at people that have amazing careers, most of them have their own fan bases through
their podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those are the people whose careers I kind of envy are the people who you can't.
Well, you got an audience that can't be removed from you by the.
Right.
The great Satan, a.k.a. where we are in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's I would do. I'll never forget that.
I had an argument last night with a guy who said that because we were talking about the Harvey Weinstein thing. And I'm like, yeah, man, a lot of people aren't going to come forward just because they don't want to lose their job. And he was kind of telling me that he was like, no, I think people just, you know, people hear rumors and they're not really sure. And I'm like, yeah, but if there's a lot of people that
there's probably both, right?
There's both, but, you know, there's people that are really close to it that kind of
knew. It's the personal
knew.
Assistance and shit. The people that know, it's just like, did you see the Madness of King George?
Yeah.
So remember that guy that was, he gets like, his pee's blue and some genetic problem and he's crazy, right? And then the one guy who was like really helping him out because his son was like trying to undercut him and shit. And this guy like went above and beyond, like his man. I don't know if it was a butler or what the fuck.
Right.
Some British servant. And then gets fired when the king's back to normal.
Yeah.
And his dickhead commander's like, you were kind to him. He goes, next time a blind eye will serve you better.
Yeah.
That's how it is with rich people.
Yeah.
This is, and if you work in comedy or that's what's good about these kind of podcasts and shit like that is that's, almost like escaping, like when they founded America or something, where it's like you don't need a pedigree or breeding or you can do your own fucking thing because just from having written for shit for so long, like this is like being in Florence or something where like you serve at the pleasure of a rich person who's your patron, you know, like the Duke of something likes my painting. So,
the Medici family's backing you.
Yeah.
So
it's like that on every level. And there's like, you know, and then I'll meet people like that I used to see when I was young. It's like, wow, you guys you're like a earl of something that has a little castle, and then they have their little people that work. And if somebody's really famous, they always have that. They always have that, like those people around.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be that famous for it. Like, some people just have an orbit naturally of like.
Sure.
But like Big J has always had an orbit of
people
around him.
Yeah.
Like a fucking planet.
Yeah. Right.
Since I've known him. Sure. It's just funny, like he just naturally is that kind of dude.
And,
so now you can go build your own thing and you don't need like one of the family. Because that's what all this shit where they take your shit, your career, because you did this and that. It's just it's some kind of family.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say the Jews.
Right.
But there's like people that are in it. And like every agent, it's funny, I was talking to somebody, like every manager or agent or the bulk of them are somebody's nephew or son. That's how you get.
And a lot of them are rich kids.
And it's not diverse, by the way.
Yeah, and a lot of them are rich kids. And I did a show the other night in a beautiful West Hollywood house. This is an agent's assistant.
Why do you think their job exists?
Right. They're rich kids that can't work in finance or tech. They really can't do anything else. So they get
into.
They know
people and they talk to them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what you need them for, you know, up to a certain point. Like, I was always a jerk off and not good at, like, I didn't want to do that shit. Yeah. So, you know, I always wanted, I was talking to Kyle Dunnigan about it because he's like,
he's another guy that just puts it online. One of the funniest people.
I think he did like a deal with Comedy Central with like, I mean, not like, not to say fuck Comedy Central, but why you have already have 500,000 people on your, you know, but me and him, we, you know, we used to work on Amy's show, like, and he's older than me. Even though he looks like a boyish fucking,
he looks younger than me.
Like a boyish lesbian. Yeah. He's like
fucking, looks like a teenager.
But the mentality is like from the 90s, like where when I was watching is like, oh, you get on Comedy Central and then you have your thing going on a lot. And it's hard to break out of that mentality.
It's hard to wash that out.
Yeah, that's why I'm impressed by this, especially Rogan's things. I'm really And Rogan always was like working on shit, but the main like at large media or whatever, since I was new in comedy, would kind of treat him like some jock fucking, you know, like, the frat boy shtick of Joe Rogan. I remember somebody saying that. And, you know, it's funny, like, he's so sophisticated at his thing.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you know, I think when I met him, like, I was just going to tell, they get all pothead excited about the same kind of shit.
Did you
see that thing about monkeys on
the...
So I really liked it. And then, you know, it's funny, these people, and it's rich kid, like, little snobby... cool kid club dismissals they do of people, and this is the workaround of that.
Yeah, and thank God it's here. Like I mean that and that's what I think the future is. Like I think going forward, people that grew up with this stuff and grew up idolizing or looking up to the people that they're listening to, and not so much the Comedy Central or you know I like Comedy Central, but not so much any network.
Yeah,
those kids that are getting into any type of creativity. They're looking at, you know, they're looking at their phone and they're looking at people that they're following on Twitter and Instagram. They're not, you know, I grew up, like I would sneak downstairs and watch Letterman, you know? So the TV was everything to me. Like the idea that you would get on television one day and that was a whole process that you needed to learn how to do, you know? And now you could just basically kind of, and you wonder how much, if that's going to bleed, and it's starting to bleed with media. Like I think media is starting to, now media, unfortunately, you have like, four or five companies that own everything still pretty much like you have a That's massive right. consolidation, but you wonder, you have the things like Rogan. And to me, Rogan's podcast, you know, is a podcast that makes news, you know? So
well, it's got a big enough because it's got a big enough audience that they can't just do their little smear.
Right.
I mean, it's so crazy to be like they, but like everything that you would go online, like whatever to find a article or something.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like they're all, they're all in the same, and I think it's because there's some lazy fucker who's just like reading the other shit online and regurgitating it. And so that's how that stupid, that story we're talking about with the Tom.
Jesse Smollett. The hoax. Well, I don't know if it's a hoax, but we're thinking
just
it's a hoax.
Just him being a veteran, a Vietnam veteran was a hoax.
Oh, we're talking about Nathan Phillips. Oh, yeah, the Covington thing. Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous. Well, yeah,
but
that
people,
was crazy.
I watched a Bill Maher episode, like,
yeah,
and he made a joke like, where I'm like, wow, that's just like,
yeah,
the story's wrong, and it's
no one cares.
Once, you know, because I always liked that Bill Maher show, but I was like, what the fuck, dude? Did you not notice?
And he always seemed like a guy to me too. And I mean, listen, people make mistakes, but he seems like a guy
who would say the N-word on his show.
Yeah,
that
would say
it, maybe,
you know,
but he never smirked at an Indian.
Yeah, he has values. You know what I mean? Like he has values. That
well,
type of
you
guy.
Know, I'll tell you what. First of all, the religious, which is very entertaining, I think.
Great. Very funny.
I don't think it's a good, it's not for anybody, but somebody who wants to, and when I was.
It's not converting anybody.
Yeah, it's just for, it's like, basically, it's him just smirking at Fate. All of Christians.
Yeah.
Except, you know, but not an Indian with a peace drum. They would never smirk at that. That's the great, but he would smirk, it's just him doing that, like,
Right.
At which I thought was very funny, too, by the way. I didn't have a, but it wasn't a very good argument, like. Like the Chris Hitchens book, Guys Not Great, was, I thought, well-written, but not the
Well,
other.
It's a scholarly. Yeah,
The Dawkins one I didn't like because I'm like, you don't get it. Like Hitchens at least spent enough time with all these groups in their part of the world to have an idea what he's fucking talking about. So if you've never been in a religion or some kind of thing like that, it's amazing how much people that grew up without it don't get it.
Yeah.
And maybe should have had some of it because, for example, like Bill Maher's like, grow up or die, like, well, now they got rid of that, and it's cool to not be in that. It's people aren't growing up; they're little whiny babies now,
right?
And very like tribalist. I'm not even just talking about the fucking social jihadis, like the fucking whatever, whoever's online going back and forth, like,
yeah,
like antibiotics and a yeah, bacteria. Well,
Camille Paglia was like, there's a lot of people that don't have any idea of religion, and those people are unprepared to encounter deeply held beliefs. And when they do,
and
they're
kind of
steamrolled. Right.
They're fucking religious.
Right.
They think
right.
that it's unbelievable. Like, because I wouldn't say I'm an atheist. I guess agnostic, right? Is what you, but I earned that. I don't know if it's a better way to say it, but I earned that. Like, I did 20 years of hard religious time.
Yeah.
And I understand what it is, and I understand what it is that I didn't want to be part of.
Yeah.
And these people, if it's so bad, like, they, why would you take every single shitty part of it? Like, I would be like, oh, I hate the groupthink. I hate the punishment, you know, for my thoughts, or the fucking ridiculous things that are like, this doesn't really apply, but you're just applying it.
Yeah.
Like, all that rigid kind of shit, and
absolutely.
All the clerical nonsense, and then the authority structure, which I don't agree. All that shit, we're keeping that. We're just getting rid of the
yeah.
the love and just forgiveness of Christ.
Yeah. We're just getting rid of heaven, the only good part of it, and the forgiveness,
like,
and the love. That's a great point.
I've had people yell, because I'm facetiously saying when I do religious stuff, like, they, but I have people like, you know, I ask if, like, they think Saddam Hussein could be in heaven. Like, I ask it like kind of a dickhead. Like, do you think it's, and then so no, someone go like, no. And I was surprised. Usually they say, because Saddam Hussein, when somebody answers.
Right.
It's all just a trick. So I can say, it's not up to you, and then go into my thing, right? But this girl goes, because there is no heaven. This, I'm like, well, not with that attitude, there isn't. Holy shit.
Yeah.
But just the fucking confidence.
Yeah.
That, like,
well, that was guy last night that we were kind of having this argument about Weinstein and stuff. It was it was a militant atheist, and I have no problem with atheism, but, like, he was so confident about it, and he was so confident that all of the people in Weinstein's orbit, had they really known what he was up to, because people were moral and decent and good, would have just quit their jobs. And I was explaining to him how institutions work and how people don't do those things, and people are terrified of doing those
things.
Well,
they often are good. It's just with absent a profit motive.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Yeah. That's like, it. Yeah. And that's what I was trying to explain to him. I'm like, listen, these people have wives and husbands and families and kids, and, like, they have lives, and now they're putting all of those people in danger depending on what they decide to do.
This is a money-making, I don't know what the fuck. People think Hollywood is like a heaven you go to for good behavior. Is that what you think this is? If you're not a good person, you shouldn't do improv. I remember reading some fucking flyer about, like, if you're fucking dressing up like a girl. It was so fucking, I was like, thank God I didn't start an improv.
Yeah.
Because there's so much shit in there. Like, I know funny people from that, like, world. It's like, you must have the patience of a
Saint.
Public school teacher in a bad area.
Well, they probably are. That's
lost
the
their
that
job
do,
at a good school for masturbating class.
The people who do improv are public school teachers in bad areas that start doing comedy.
So
like
they
that
all
is.
Think that they're. So this was hilarious because, you know, as a kid being a jerk off in class, I didn't. Now it's funny now because I'm like, I still feel like that same jerk off, but I'm old enough to be no teachers. And
right.
I'm like, oh, you fancied yourself the funny one, and you were deeply hurt when someone was mouthing off in class with their, you know, 7th grade level jokes.
Yeah.
It probably is very irritating.
Yeah.
But that's so their whole concept of what this is, we're not teachers.
Right.
Like, you, I mean, you could learn from comedy. I'm not saying, like, my job's not to teach you shit.
Right.
My job's really to disrupt class or
right.
like more Joker than Batman, certainly.
Right. Absolutely.
But the good thing about it is it's fucking harmless.
Right.
It's a harm. See, if the worst, if I do the worst at this, okay. I mean, maybe not this. I bumped so bad at Mohegan Sun my last show, by the way. And they didn't get
which
that.
One? Connecticut?
The last show.
Okay.
It's a rough, by the way, room's tough.
Yeah, it could be good. It could be really good. And then you could fight.
I've never had a bad thing there. Like,
yeah.
That I can remember. Like, so I'm pretty cocky.
Right.
And I talked to people like, oh, room's bad. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I always do good. Like,
yeah.
So I don't get to have that little feeling no more. The last show, whoo, shit. I felt like. It felt like the Bane Batman, you know, where he's like, when he first meets Bane in the part three.
What?
And he goes, theatrics and that won't help you. And he's like, he like shoots sparklers in his face as a last ditch ever.
How bad? Did you know it was going to be bad almost immediately? Because those are the sets that I
tried a new joke.
Yeah.
I did a rookie mistake at a casino show. That's how cocky I was.
Yeah.
That I wasn't real confident, but I figured I would just figure it out as I did it.
Yeah.
And I guess they were turned off, but did you say that the, I don't know. I find this fascinating and horrifying. The thing with like seals in the Arctic, they rape penguins now.
Is that true?
Yeah, and they put it like they're how not we sure
find,
that's
how
what it is.
How did we find that out?
I probably a cracked list or something okay. about. You know, animals, yeah. people have been covering up for animals for years for their crimes. you know that, right? Because they don't want us to slaughter the last of the pandas and
of
shit.
Of course.
Like, you know that alien, like if yeah. you see humans and what, that's what will happen to like the fucking seals.
Right. Yeah.
Because I remember a teacher, this is an example I'm talking about what the spirit of comedy is and not, yeah. not my biology teacher, Miss Ocean in the seventh grade or eighth grade. I had this friend Kevin that we had to be separated all the time. Who was like, you have a friend that's like almost like antagonistic, but you're a friend and you
yeah,
like,
of course.
You just like can laugh at shit.
Yeah, when you're together, it's a problem.
Yeah, so we would always, we took like German. I never learned any German from my teacher. She was such a nice woman, just wanted to teach us German. I was just a disruption. I only took a class so I could fuck around with this dude.
That's great.
And fucking, so she's telling about how they club baby seals. So, you know, like had to, oh, to yeah. get seal fur. Okay, and. I'm telling you, I don't think I would enjoy seeing a baby seal be clubbed. I'd probably be like, don't club that
right,
seal.
Right, right, stop.
Because I didn't grow up on a farm, so I don't have that kind of feeling towards yeah. animals where I could just do whatever. So she tells us, she's like, and then they beat it to death in front of its mother. And it was how she was saying it. She was saying it like, this is a crime. Almost like I'm kind of responsible for it right. as an eighth grader in some way.
It's like you're letting it happen.
That fucking, it's that same tone you hear now.
Yeah.
From these kids. And blah, like I'm part of the problem because yeah. I didn't go all right. full, you're radical, whatever it is.
Yeah.
In either direction.
Yeah.
So in front of its mother. So we had already been separated at this point. She said, the way she said it, I just, and it's not even, it's so funny saying they club it in front of her, its mother.
Yeah.
That's, you know, not funny on its face.
It's
of
kind
it.
Of funny.
It's funny because you're yeah. insisting how I feel as you tell me.
Right.
And I can see you're very upset. And I know that we don't live within 1,000 miles of a seal or a penguin,
right.
or I guess they're at the zoo. And we could just, anything we had to be serious about, because we were kids, that's how kids are.
Yeah.
Especially that age. Real heavy shit they don't want to deal with.
No,
they're children.
Can. Yeah, they can.
Okay? So that's why kids tend to be immature. Children tend to get immature about that. What I remember for being, I don't have any kids, but that's how I remember. And so I knew if I looked at Kevin, like I was just gonna start like bust out, and I knew I'd get in big trouble because she's like clearly impassioned about this. And he was at this table across. I just never forget. Like I looked over, I just had to see if he was doing something. I look over, and he just had his hand over his face like this, and one his face is red. He's this Irish dude, so he got bright red if he was like really laughing. And one nostril was just fluttering like this. So she gets done saying this seals thing, and I just look over and just see him like that looking at me. I was like crying, like I yeah. laughed so hard and whilst trying to stifle it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, we're fucking dead because of the seal thing.
Yeah.
This kid Carlos behind us, he would always see us fucking. So he saw us laughing. It's like infectious, right?
Yeah.
And he just started cracking up, seeing how much we were in tears over this.
Yeah.
And so she didn't see us for some reason, even though we were closer. And she saw Carlos. She goes, oh, you think it's funny, Carlos? Okay. It was so much worse than I would have imagined getting caught laughing yeah. at that for Carlos.
Right.
She goes, oh, Carl, a baby seal club. Like at this point, dude, we're like, I'm almost falling off my fucking chair.
Right.
But she doesn't even notice because she's so angry at Carlos. She actually called other teachers from the hallway in to... Like, Carlos thinks it's funny when a seal gets clubbed by its mother. She ran out to find people to shame him. Oh, my God. We laughed so hard. That was
that's
fucking
great.
Incredible.
But, I mean,
that's
what kids
that's comedy, dude.
Yeah.
Comedy is a fucking, it's not necessarily a mature response. I mean, it can be.
Right.
But, I guess when it's mature, it's like more gallows because you just see more shit. That's what it is like. You're telling me I need to feel this way.
And I'm going
to
feel that way.
I'm saying you don't get to tell me shit. I feel however I feel. I'll deal with it my own way. And you don't. It's a little bit subversive to laugh. Okay?
Absolutely.
So it's not. I'm not there. All these people have in their head like I'm a teacher and I'm going to blah blah blah. And I've seen that like on the posters now because it goes to that representation horse shit. Where
yeah.
Not the cast. I understand that. Like, why isn't the cast more diverse?
Right.
Especially with kids things. I get it.
Yeah.
You're like you want your little. But as an adult,
right.
What the fuck are you talking about? And then
right.
and then it has to be representative in the fucking writers of, which is, there's all these black, can't remember his name. This guy did comics in the 90s that left because they only just started to only give him the black characters to write on. And he's like, what am I like? Because I'm the black guy. I got to do the fucking. And now that's a thing. Yes, now we need more of that.
Right.
And only a this can write about this. Or yeah. only like, and it, because it has nothing to do with the story or anything. That has to do with representation.
Yeah.
Which is my feeling of power in this industry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to try until I'm sure that someone just like me also does it. Who, by the way, probably doesn't want me coming in.
Yeah.
Because they have
well, there's very, there's, one of the things I think is interesting is there's very few geniuses. I mean, you worked for one of them. I mean, Sacha Baron Cohen is like a guy who you look at and you're like, his talent level far exceeds. So how many guys are there like that? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
No,
like,
right. Yeah.
He's, right. I mean, he's isn't that, yeah. that's something where it's like, you look at somebody like that, or there's lots of examples of that, but that is not a common by any means. That is like that's something, and it's not fair that he's that talented. Like, it's
well,
like
you know
what
it
I
is?
Mean? Like, it's not.
It's like he's that talented, and he's a fucking. I don't know if he went to Oxford, but that's what I was saying before about the alternative comedy kind of thing with that's more well written. That he I'd never seen this movie With Nail and I. Did you ever see that?
I have not seen that, no.
It's fucking great, dude. Yeah. It's almost like, not like Blazing Saddles, like it's similar, but just like a thing that was made that you could never make again.
And it's UK?
Yeah, and it's fucking great.
What's it called?
With Nail and I. It's about out-of-work actors.
Okay, I think Mullen might have brought that up to me. I'm not sure.
It's one of the...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's
okay.
One of the best written things I've ever seen.
Okay.
Comedy-wise, and it's fuck. It, I mean, it's great, dude.
Okay,
it's
I'll check
great.
That out, yeah.
And so... And it's all about like class, like race. Class is their race, I guess.
Of course.
Almost really,
yeah.
Compared to here, so same kind of themes, but it's their version of it. Anyway, it is like it's a kind of like how he is like if he hadn't been privileged, I don't think it would be the same.
Right.
So, but that I don't give a shit where it comes from. Like right. I'll you know, I'm sure Mike Epps didn't grow up rich just based on
right
his thing. But that never fade underrated. Like, dude, I laugh. That makes me laugh till I cry. That fucking special.
Yeah,
that silver. The one who's got the silver suit.
Yeah,
everybody. Like, I'm. Everyone's interested in diversity and all that shit. Like,
yeah.
You get good shit. It's just you don't need to Chairman Mao the people. Like, well, now you're the farmers are lawyers and the doctors are
right.
fucking farmers.
Right.
What it's like then we all starve. Yeah. That's what you're doing with this shit.
What was it like working on that show? Because that was a wild show. I don't know if it's coming back.
It was
for
great. It was
two.
Like
yeah.
like, and also the feeling of the oldest. Well, you know, with that teacher, I was like, that it was that feeling.
Yeah.
Or like holding a laugh. Like, it was just fun, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he can really, he really delivers your fucking lines. So, I mean, he says the shit you wrote, like.
Yeah.
If you write a good joke, you know, he'll shoot down jokes.
I was doing an unscripted pilot the same week that came out. And when you watch that, you're like, fuck.
I know.
I mean, you're like,
while I
you're
was
like,
there,
well, I.
Dude,
while
I was there, they, you know, I talked like this guy Dan Swimer's a really good writer. He had all these other shit things he was working on, and then Ann Hines, the other guy, who showed me that movie With Nail and I. And Ann Hines, I guess, created the original character. You know, he's been with him the whole time.
Yeah.
And Ant is like, what do you call it? Like they have these great projects that they're doing. On their own that sound like so much like a more a new idea yet also accessible
yeah.
than any of the shit and a lot of it's like real
yeah
not like prank but like really fucking like really interesting shit that you're
yeah.
like well you'll never see that here unless we take it
right
you know like
right
yeah I was really like impressed I was intimidated by that but then they were just so easy to like joke around with so
yeah no I mean it was amazing to watch that show and the things that you know, it was kind of funny watching, you know, how good and talented he is because to me, like, his characters are always so good and so funny that even though they're in these crazy situations and crazy things are happening, the characters make me laugh more than what's going on.
Well, like, I like is...
Yeah, like the Billy Wayne Ruddock character makes me laugh.
Yeah, right.
Just,
well,
you know, no, he doesn't have to be interviewing anybody. I don't care who he's interviewing.
It's hard to
yeah.
get... It's hard to get a... like the ideal thing to me is like when you get them to do something, it doesn't have to be like mean. I'm not into the whole like these targets are despicable and we're
right.
And like 9/10 of people. I mean, look at it however you want. You know, I don't care. But to me, it's not high stakes like that. It's like
yeah.
it's worst case scenario. You look silly. It shouldn't
right.
be the fucking end of your life. You know, that's
right.
why I don't think it'd be another season because how would you ever make it again? people can't take a risk of something like that. And I like when it's, he's like an actor. So they're acting with him, whether they wanted to or not, in a play on the spot. That's what I think is really fucking the most interesting thing is when you get them. Sometimes
but
just
none of them know. You don't think any of them know?
We would never.
Right.
Goodbye. Well, they'll hustle right out.
Right, right. So
if they have an inkling, you want to get the fuck out.
Right. In most cases, they can't have an inkling because they're doing things that are, you know, potentially very damaging to their careers.
I think he's pretty nice about shit that he would hold back and,
yeah,
you know. But look, I came in on this thing, like they've been doing it for like 20 years. And so they figured out a lot of shit to it.
Right.
You know, there's a whole process I don't even really understand of where they get the guests and all that.
Right.
But I just had to do jokes. It was grud. Yeah, I just do jokes. That's all I got to worry about.
And yeah.
I like that. I like when they have to improv the mark because they'll be some of these people will be creative out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's like the coolest. The ones that are not that, depending on the joke though, like what you're saying, the character makes you laugh. Like, if the jokes are strong, then the ones where it's just them going like, well, just reacting to, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
It does, you know, like some people are good straight men in it. There's this one guy with the school who's at the homeschool convention or something. He was talking to some guy who's from Utah who was like a Republican something.
Yeah.
And the guy came off good. Like,
yeah.
Like I love that Naira Kane, the Berkeley professor.
Sure.
I mean, it was like I really enjoyed writing shit for that one. And, but. The guy just came off like way better than you thought, and he's just reacting to this,
right?
Fucking, and we were trying to write the most infuriating, like rat Berkeley,
yeah, sure,
dipshit higher education person. You know, you're trying to have like two,
yeah,
the Billy Wayne Ruddock and his
counterpart,
his yin, you know,
yeah.
And so, but he and such a line exactly about how he caught his son, you know, masturbating pornography, but he didn't want to, he wanted to show him he was disappointed, but he didn't want to make it.
Right.
Like, thanks. So he made him masturbate to every image on the, anyway, there's over 100,000 images on there. And I didn't know. He was like 3 days later, he was tired. He was dehydrated. He was crying. Dude, the way he described, and this guy, I mean, like the guy should have been like, what the fuck? Like, and the dude just held it politely.
Yeah. That's so great. Yeah.
Sat there. He goes, well, I don't think it's a very good way to punish him. Like,
see, he comes off fine, yeah.
But it was funny that that's all this long, awful thing. That's all the response.
Yeah, no, I love that. Were you around for when they had the guy that was like the human tree, you know, and I don't know if the guy was full of shit or not, but the guy was promising the Gio Manaldo character that he would set him up on a date with a, you know, a kid?
Oh, I wasn't there at that. That's okay. One of the last ones they did. Yeah. I was only there for a little bit of that one.
Yeah. Because that got dark. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not, or if the guy was exaggerating.
I didn't know about
no
it either,
to
but
believe
they,
that
it was in the
be.
Paper. It was
yeah.
in my,
oh, yeah.
what paper? In the paper.
It was like in a bunch.
In the paper.
It was,
they had,
in the paper.
They went to the FBI with it. I don't know what came of it.
Yeah, the FBI is probably like, well, we're running that ring.
They're
we're
like,
good.
Throw it on the pile.
Yeah. We'll get to it. Thanks.
They got a big pile.
If we want to fix that, we'll run the ring for a year and then decide if it should be shut down or not. That's what the FBI does.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay. No, okay. What are you, you're in LA, you're sick in New York. Do you think you age out of New York? Do people age out of it at a certain point?
Not if you have money to live in a fucking really nice place.
Right.
Just like I can live in a nicer spot.
Right.
For less
money. All money being equal, if it, either way, would you still be there if you had all the money that you wanted or?
No.
No.
I don't, listen, I don't want to, I didn't plan to have winter my whole life. Like,
right. Like, it's vicious.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, I guess that's the old part where I'm like, but you know, I don't know. New York's a good, the parts that I liked about it, I liked for a long time before I was just like, this feeling of fight or flight all day.
Yeah.
Overstressed me.
Right. And then you were like, this is a more relaxed place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
I mean, I guess comedy-wise, it's like, well, there's less spots or whatever, but I wasn't
there.
Seven spots a week or whatever.
Yeah,
and if I got to work on something, I'm tired. I don't want to do fucking that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anyway. What would you like? Would you like to do, you know, at this point in your career, are you into like creating a show and being the showrunner?
I'm going to do this podcast now. Yeah. I'm going to start my thing. You know,
so you're thinking like, you've been a writer.
I was doing a
forever.
Race I would like to still do, but sure, I live in New York, and
of
there's no way to do it.
Yeah, but so even you're like, listen, the future is not.
I don't care. Like,
wherever you work,
you know. How does it mean? Is like there's always some little thing that somebody needs, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll suck if I have like some kind of gap and I don't have anything. Yeah. I did this one thing where I thought I was going to be working on something and then I had no road shit booked up. I mean, it was just like a stretch of fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that sucked. So, I don't know. The podcast, though, is a good, it's like my thing. I want to make it like my thing, and I really haven't, I don't think I ever did anything. I usually worked on other people. Like, I got to work on some cool shit, but they weren't my thing, so I want to make my fucking thing.
You said know? Once, I think you said something that was really funny. You were like, about writers. You're like, if you want to become a writer, just never sell tickets.
You'll become a writer. Never fill a room.
You said never fill a room.
Oh, Malegan, like, I fucking got my bonus and bombed that bad. That's how
fucking... Oh, but that's awesome. You got the bonus, though.
Oh.
That's great.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I would have gave it back to the dude.
At the end of a set like that, are you just like, hey, folks, thanks a lot? Or
there was nothing. I think I did like 34 minutes total.
Really? Okay, so you're...
It was last, no, dude, the other shows went great. Like,
right, no, of course.
Great to as good as it could get for there.
There's always one, usually with...
Because I'm at a casino.
With weekends, there's a weaker show, and sometimes that weaker show is real rough. Sometimes it's just not as good as the other shows.
It's just people that have been drinking.
Yeah.
It was like... I've never been where like the crowd was too drunk to go on.
Yeah, right.
But that was half of them. Then the other half were like, maybe you should have had some drinks. Loosened up a little bit.
Right.
Somebody who shouldn't have drank.
Yeah.
But I mean, when I say bad, like, it's something about like the nature of a casino place where the people are shit-faced or whatever. I don't mean like, I actually always liked that room.
Yeah, I love the room.
You know,
the
like, I don't want to like fucking badmouth it, but it could be hard. A casino could be fucking hard.
It could be difficult. You never know who's showing up.
Oh, that's why... So we get off on this tangent that I was talking about seals raping.
Well,
they're raping penguins.
That's crazy.
Scientists don't know. The article's
Can
great.
Can we stop it? Should we stop it?
Well, they're like, let's not rush to call it that.
Okay, I love that.
Because you guys still be scientific. Except there's three different videos from like three different angles.
Of penguin rape.
And so clearly is what's happening. Like the seal.
Can you describe the video?
Because
I'm trying to think how it even happens. Penguin's a bird.
A seal just, they're all hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. It's probably a seal that you know.
Right.
Surprise. The seals, the fuck. Like,
it's probably.
By the way, penguins rape dead bodies.
Is that true?
Yeah, dead penguin bodies.
So penguins are
not all.
Penguins are.
I don't mean to upset you if you.
So penguins are necrophiliacs.
Yeah, listen, animals, this is what I'm saying. The reason I brought that long clubbing story is that clubbing is they had it coming, some of them.
Yeah.
It's like in Revenge of the Nerds, where you find out they're nerds, maybe.
Yeah, you can't step into the animal kingdom and start assigning value and saying what's
right.
That's
what the scientists say. But I would say watch that video because it is, I mean, it had every earmark except for the penguin being on a pinball machine. It had every earmark of, first of all, the penguin's like, it's trying to like bite the seal. It's disturbing.
That's crazy.
By the way, it says that, like warning, this may be disturbing.
This may
be. They always say that.
This may trigger you if you've been attacked.
All bestiality, they put out, this may. They don't just assume you're going to be disturbed.
Right. They're like, there's a small percentage of you that will be fine with this. That will enjoy it and continue to search for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said some shit about like that about it. And then I said, like, you know, how do you think it was reported, though, from the seal, like in seal news?
Right. Right. Like, right.
Seal genius finds use for penguin. And I think I lost him there.
And they were not on board.
Yeah.
They were off. You know, sensitive.
I think they were just people. Like, I don't even think it was anything.
Couldn't get on board with.
I don't think it was anything PC. Like,
no, it wasn't PC. I just think that they.
I think that was, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Right. Penguins again? I have a drinking over here.
Yeah. Something relatable. Talk about punching my wife in the face. Something that I can get on board with.
Yeah, just something like.
Yeah.
I probably came off like a real.
Yeah.
City Twinkie, you know. I don't know. I try to like pinpoint it, but then I just don't think about it.
Then you're just like, all right, it's fun. You need those. You need those every now and then.
I need. Well, one's always coming. If you have, like, I was glad there I had it.
Yeah.
Because I could at least say it's hard because of casino.
Sure.
To myself.
I feel like that when I have like three really good shows, I'm always on the lookout because that's if you have three amazing like headlining shows back to back, for me, it's usually like, the fourth show when I walk out with no armor, totally cocky, let's try new stuff. And then all of a sudden the audience looks at me like, we're not your friends.
I think you can do it. Yeah, right. Like,
there's this part of that when you're like, what?
It's like always a rookie thing of not seeing where it's at first before I launch into it.
Yeah.
And not, because you, once you connect, you can do whatever the fuck you want. They like you. So
right.
That's the initial things are like connector things, you know, and to establish like you're the, and so if I don't do that up front, then that's how that fucks up. And then if I'm not in the moment about it.
Yeah.
Because always how the fuck up, fucking, who told me that? I'm blanking out, but I opened for him at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
Bobby Collins.
Okay, yeah.
Who's like a real...
Yeah, I know Bobby. He's like an old school dude. He's been doing it forever.
But he gave me really good fucking advice.
Yeah.
Which was like, he's like, you're not being in the moment.
Right. He's a great comic. He's a guy that's been, he knows how to, you know...
Work. He's a pro. I mean, he's a fucking
pro. Yeah,
he's
a pro,
And the other thing is, you're going out at them too much, and like let them come to you a little bit,
right?
And he was right.
Yeah,
it's like usually I fuck up either of those two things. Still,
well, I was just at Governor's in Long Island, and that's where I grew up, Long Island. And when I go out there, I always got to remember that like there's you don't necessarily get the benefit of the doubt. You get it for a they're it's like really like. Okay, what next?
Or do you have like one drunk old lady that they all know, and then you got to clean it up next one because she didn't like it?
Well, they're you know, and it's a demanding group of people.
Hey, look, it's a bunch of retired cops.
Right. Right.
They don't want to see some fucking.
Yeah, they want you to be on the ball. It's crazy. What do you think about? It's really interesting now how fractured like the country is, just politically how crazy everybody is. I was standing at a friend's funeral.
I feel like it used to be interesting and now
it's kind of boring.
That's like a couple that should have got divorced.
Well, it's interesting because I'm like, well, when does it, because everybody is talking like we're heading towards a civil war. Everybody's talking like there's this big event coming, and that's what everybody,
there is online.
Yeah, it's right.
And then maybe there could be one.
Yeah,
if these fucking millennial pussies could do shit like that.
Right.
But it'll only be online.
It's only going to be.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, the actual real, in real life, it's not.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
It's just, you live in LA. If you live in New York or LA, you're going to hear this horse shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's like the cut. So, I don't know, man. It's like the food chain is all fucked up where it's like the coastal elites make up the new cool shit and it trickles down.
Right.
Do you know that's British accents? Like, they used to have. Like when revolutionary times, they had kind of a American, possibly New England sounding accent.
Okay.
And first, it's called rotic accent, right. With where you say the R's.
Right.
It probably sounded like that Sinn Féin is a legitimate party.
Yeah.
They kind of talk like that. Nobody knows really exactly what they spoke like, but they know it was a rotic accent like that was closer to American.
Than British. Than proper
and
British.
And then the royals and shit started talking in almost like the Castilian
Spanish with
it's
the
a regal like majesty and all that and that trickled down all the way to the fucking Cockneys.
Yeah.
And that's why they speak like that, because they were copying off the new like cool way to speak,
right.
That was like the royal people did it.
Yeah.
So and then it split off, and then you would think that we lost our British accent. It's not what happened. They lost our accent.
Right.
Having a different trend.
And you think that's what's kind of you're seeing now, where you have like the royalty. I like the way you described Hollywood as essentially like feudalism.
No, but that's the royalty. Like whoever's in the fuck, and it's like a little feed, you know.
Yeah, it's a
so
feedback.
So
usually
the tabloid
loop.
Things were like the, because this is, you know, if you think of, I don't know why you started doing stand up, but I got into it like I could do that. I think I could do that.
Yeah.
Like an obnoxious, do you know what I mean? And a lot of people feel like they could do that. In fact, everybody.
Right.
Feels like only a few people like I could never do that.
Right. Okay?
But I suspect they feel like they could do it.
Even when people say they can never do it, they almost say that for you to prove them wrong. They want you to be like, no, you could.
Sometimes I might just be suspicious. I love the fucking my comedy solemnly telling you. My friends told me I should try it. I'm like, oh, I see the light on your head that you're like, I don't give a shit. Go do it.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Who cares?
You're kind of thinking of sort of maybe doing it. Well, that's great news.
Nothing could be less important than
the idea that
you,
I want you to, or anybody want. Nobody wants you in this.
Yeah,
like
nobody wants.
Fucking Barry Crimmins is like this, like a Syrian refugee crisis of comedians. Like,
yeah.
No, we don't need you, and I'm not here to usher the next generation in.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Like,
right.
Unless you're funny, I'm like, oh, that guy is funny, or that girl's funny, or that, you know.
Yeah,
it's an individual thing, and it's like funny, like a lighthouse pin that you gravitate to, and it'll naturally be diverse just because of that.
Yeah,
if you go by funny. But anyway, the trickle down shit is like, you know, what's the cool, Like, I didn't understand what Stella was, but then the guy who ran Comedy Central, like, his kid liked it.
Yeah.
That upper class, like,
yeah,
it's always worked that way. Trickles down like a fucking, like, they think they could, like, basically you have this job because everybody's allowing you in society to have this job, which is somewhat true. Like,
sure.
Like, but, you know, I hate that. I blame a lot of this behind the scenes shit and, like, even Last Comic Standing, just showing the process too much.
Yeah.
And that makes people think they fucking know it now.
Yeah.
So they even more are mad, like, well, you're an up. They have no idea what you do or what your life is, but they imagine that you this, this, and that.
Right.
They've never tried it. So they're resentful of, like, your position that they made up that you have.
Yeah.
And then, or what I experienced when I've had them kind of people come to me is they think, like, they get you now. Like, they, whatever you, like, they're all, they're going to eat your heart and have your courage or something. Like, they all think that.
Yeah.
And it almost goes back to that no heaven thing. Like, so there's no heaven for a lot for them.
Yeah.
Right. So their heaven is doing this.
Right.
That's their heaven. So I was just wondering about, we didn't believe in hell as Jehovah's Witnesses. I was like, and I'd argue with, like, Baptists or something, knocking on doors. And I'd be like, why do you want there to be a hell so bad? Like, if you got three scriptures that say there is, and I got the same amount that say there isn't, why are you leaning towards there is?
Right.
Because it's, if you take it literally, it means you're going to be watching the people from heaven. You're going to be, like, watching them forever.
Yeah.
While they're burning.
Yeah.
Which, like, that's, I'm like, oh, that's because that's why you want to do that.
That's
like,
what it is.
Yeah, you were out fucking and doing bad, and I did it right now. I'm watching you burn.
Yeah.
So that's the that's the thing now is, like, that is their fucking, because they don't, it was people that don't have joy. They don't do a thing.
Right.
They either, like,
they're on the sidelines.
There's always, like, a fucking shitty hack kind of glorified hack thing in comedy. I mean, that's been forever.
Yeah.
It just never had this layer of, like, spiritual superiority or whatever the fuck, where you're like, what do you think that I'm in? First of all, who the fuck was it? That fucking Professor Bunsen Honeydew from Australia that they all, everybody fake liked.
I'm trying to think.
Her name's not Nanette, but it's
Hannah Gadsby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bunsen Honeydew. Great.
So
that's a
Yes.
Google that, folks.
So, I mean,
it's great.
And I think she's got some kind of spectrum issue or something.
Certainly.
It radiates off of her.
But it's trendy. Like, her mental illness, like,
you
that's
can see
a
she
trendy,
doesn't know. But she, like, everybody's throwing, this was kind of shitty, like, at her, although, fuck how, I actually watched the shit. So, people say it's good. I'm like, oh, you didn't watch it.
Right.
And I've had people like that, and I put it on to make them watch, and they beg me to take it off.
Yeah.
I won't say their name, because they.
Well, Mullen had a great joke. He's like, what if it's only a trailer? What if no one's ever seen it? What if it doesn't exist?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, it's amazing, but it's literally just a trailer.
Yeah, no, they haven't watched it. It's because it's not about the thing. But if you watch it, her points are so terrible.
Right.
I mean, they're
bad. And they're bad. They're Picasso dated a 17-year-old. Who cares? I mean, it's bad.
What are you, jealous?
Does it right. I'm jealous. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
And by the way, you were hitting on that guy's girlfriend.
Right.
Trying to do God knows what to her. Nobody.
Something.
Why don't you tell us what you do? But it's like, lots of us in comedy had a terrible thing happen to us, or several.
Sure.
And we make jokes about it. It's not humiliation. It's actually born of being humiliated a lot.
Yeah.
You don't get to have your dignity and be a clown.
That's right.
You fucking.
Right.
Where the. Okay. So anyway, she goes, oh, it's like that, this gibberish speech she gave at the women in Hollywood, fucking whatever.
Women
foundation.
Decide where the line is, and the men are.
It's well. The best part is there's like two black people, three black people there.
Right.
And the camera keeps cutting to them to show off the fucking diversity.
Such a diverse.
What they do instead, because it's like a breakfast thing.
Right.
Instead, they show a bunch of black people.
Yeah.
You know, surrounded by white people, having to hide their reaction to Hannah Gadsby.
Right.
It is.
Which is a normal human reaction.
I mean, it's the
And they're
fucking,
the only ones in the room having it.
Dude, the
it's the normal human reaction.
Just watch the speech. Just watch the black people think. I'm like, what the fuck am I
talking?
And like, looking Django and they're having this the fight where you have to, they actually have to wrestle their own blackness to the ground and poke its eyes out with their thumbs to not.
There was also something weird. Did you see the thing recently where Joffrey Owens, who's the actor, who was the guy on the Cosby Show, who was working at Trader Joe's, and then somebody put a video up of him, and then he got a job. And I mean, you know, good for him on like a Tyler Perry thing. They did something recently, I think it was the Screen Actors Guild, where he's sitting there, and he then explained that it was somewhat, it felt weird. And
explain
just
explain what?
That he was like, you know, they do a close-up on him, and he's sitting in it just to see rich white people, and he goes, you know, what happened to me was I was acting and then I fell on hard times and I didn't want to stop acting. So I started working at Trader Joe's, but you know, things worked out and I'm an actor and everyone's like clapping for me. And I was like, this is weird. Like, this is a weirdly...
Well, of course, that's what you do for the... Once the royal fucking something...
Yeah. I was like, this feels weird to me. Let the guy just be an act. Like,
no,
he's
got to do his dance for the fucking...
Yeah, that felt odd to me.
You understand, like, they can't do this shit.
And just do it.
First of all, why would you do it unless you were being looked at for how fucking great you are? That's the entire point of it. That's why you're an idiot to get moral about anything in Hollywood. Like, do you imagine? Right. Are you that stupid that you imagine... that any of them give a shit about any of that? Are you fucking crazy?
Right.
I need to watch the people where you're like, are you lying to yourself that you're into? You care about it? And that's what money does, man. It fucking. Yeah. But there's a thing where the big, like, I was a member at the Emmys. I was watching who got the award for what's that fucking show? Transparent.
Was it Soloway?
Yeah. So I'm watching her get her award. It was right after Jeffrey Tambor gives this speech where he goes, If I were the last cis man to play a transgendered woman, I wouldn't be sad. And everybody's like applauding. Like, that's like,
yeah.
Did he just fucking go, like, if Al Jolson was like, if I was the last blackface, please, as soon as I've made my living from it, let blackface.
Right.
Like, it's not that heroic of a thing to say. Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit, by the way. Like,
Well, sometimes it's just funny. And it's like, you know, Amy said something, and Amy's insanely talented, but I think she said something to Ellen. Where she was just basically like, you know, I got a new movie coming out. She's like, I wish we were at a point where a woman of color could have played the lead. Like, she said something like that, and it was just kind of like,
yeah, well,
then
I'm sure she deeply believes it.
Yeah, right. It's just like, it's like,
she made a movie about
it. Weird.
She made a movie about a comic gets hit on the head and thinks all this new crazy shit.
Right. So it was just kind of weird.
I feel political.
Yeah, right. So I was just.
Yeah, I don't know. But look, once you get your little fucking validation trophy, okay, you're gonna I don't know. I've never succeeded on that level, so I don't know exactly how hard it is to go through. But
you've been near a lot of those people that are really at the top. I mean,
they were always gonna be at the top.
Right. Now explain. Now if you could explain,
they were all the people I saw like blow up.
Yeah.
Were always gonna be do that. They're always going to blow up. There's a certain way you got to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not even judging it. Like, I'm like, okay, now, if you think you want, I want to be famous, I want to be whatever, then you're going to have to do certain shit.
Now,
that someone
articulate when you say there's a certain way you got to be, because I could.
Sell like blathering nonsense
on
a talk show that's the flavor of the day to show you're with the, like.
Right.
Shit, you know, or I don't know, take your pick of things. Just selling out your fucking joke or a fucking. Like, you know, everybody's in trouble for their old jokes.
Right.
So then you got to watch all these, like, I'm not singling out Amy, like a bunch of.
But no,
I used to, make those jokes, but now I see the jokes are the problem. That's because they gave, okay, so Patrice explained this to me, man, at the Sheen Roast. Like, the last time I hung out with him.
Yeah.
And we only have for, like, I was like, I was supposed to be helping him with his jokes. He mostly, like, just had him just not, they need something for teleprompter. So, and he had like no, you know, he could have done it off his fucking notes, but they're not going to allow, that makes them a producer nervous.
Sure.
So, but he it was like 2 hours. He was explaining this shit about the business to me. He goes, just so you understand, like, it's like a dragon's mouth that you're in. You're not like, he made me like not want to even be on the, at the time I wanted to be on the roasts. Like, I remember, and I remember when he's telling me, I think, Jesus, but so I think when I see Jill Soloway, when she got the Emmy, she's on stage, you know, dressed like fucking Doctor Who, like they all do.
Yeah.
Like Temple Grandin and Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And a fucking bolo tie, okay? And she's got her Emmy. She's like, fight the patriarchy. And everybody's like, boo! I'm like, are you all like this fucking... But maybe I wouldn't have seen it except for this shit Patrice told me. But like that, you're holding one of the dragon teeth in your fucking hand right now, which is a message to you. Like if you look at it, it's holding up a...
Yeah.
Like, you hold the fortunes of rich men in your hands right now, okay? And in the sharp wings are to symbolize, like, if you stumble, you will impale yourself. They'll have you, let you bleed out.
Right.
Like, you're in the system, stupid. You're not fighting the patriarch. Do you actually think the fucking lizard people care about?
Right, right. Fucking, they don't care.
They lay eggs. They don't care.
Right. It doesn't matter to them.
You know, like,
They're just interested in
I say it as a joke, the lizard people. Like,
of course. No, but I.
But listen, it is a lizard like quality that you got to have.
When you make a certain amount of money, I don't know what. I had a friend of mine who was like in finance, and he's like, you know, I think it's around a certain amount of money. It could be different for everybody, but he goes, you know, I meet people that are have a net worth of over $100 million. He goes, they're different.
Of course, well, how could you not be?
He goes, I don't want to go as far as to say different species, but he goes, it's different in a meaningful way that you notice when you communicate with them and you deal with them, and it's a different kind of. So I mean, it's lizard people or not, they're, you know, fundamentally,
it's a type A personality.
Yeah, yeah.
They work. You know, they'll say whatever dumb. Like Kevin Hart is the first dude that, because I started with him.
Yeah.
Me and him and Jay all start the same place, around the same time. And he was just such an obviously like businessman, smart dude about that shit. And he really didn't change. I mean, like, he was always the same dude, really, that looked like he was going to be that, whatever that is. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
The only thing that changes is like the fluff they say on things, you know,
yeah,
when everybody does their Mario Lopez smile, like,
right,
the, you know,
right,
the hotel room where Mario's so excited about every piece of shit that's pay-per-view in that movie.
Right.
Like, check out the Incredibles are blue.
Yeah. And
so that's the dance. The thing you're saying of what's his name being rescued from his grocery store job.
Yeah.
And now he's going to have to do his little
dance.
His little dance for them.
Yeah.
You know, like I brought this exotic something all the way back
I just felt uncomfortable. I'm like, just let the guy act and do good in the. Why does he have to?
Because they don't give a shit about it. Who the fuck gave a shit about his acting? What, like,
right, right.
No fucking cared.
No, like, one cared. Yeah,
but you know, he does have a future of like,
yeah,
like Always Sunny. They have funny shit with him. Do you know what I mean? Like, bring him in. Is it like, so you get John Travolta your way back at a certain point after they don't nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
But now it's like, ooh, my, it's like a AIDS ribbon. These are like human AIDS ribbons now.
Right.
They pin on their little fucking,
yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy
on their lapel. So that's what Hannah Gadsby. And I don't think she has the spectral,
right? The spectrum awareness.
The spectral awareness to understand what's happening. Like,
yeah.
But I don't know. It's very easy to see. Like, having been very religious, very easy to spot.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Well, it's also like I had a friend. I had an argument with a friend who would talk about like the deplatforming on Twitter and stuff. And I'm like, sure, there's an ideological element to it, but these companies just want to make money. Twitter and all these guys, they want to make money. This is why they exist. They're profit-driven companies. So they didn't ban Alex Jones 2 years ago after Sandy Hook, you know, after he'd been saying those things forever. They banned him at a time when the media had basically created a firestorm and people were angry and there was a public outcry and it looked like it could be bad for the bottom line. It could be bad. Their investors called them. All these companies.
Yes, they used the same reasoning
that
they used back in the day to not put the black recording artist on his album and instead put the white kids enjoying the album on the cover.
Right.
It's the same reasoning.
Yeah.
The same coward reasoning.
Yes.
And that's why it's so rare that good things come out at all.
Right.
Because you're always up against that.
Yeah.
Because it's such pure profit motive that, you know, like I said, listen, I don't have money like that. So I don't know what that's like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure if I was young and got a lot young, I would fucking probably be whatever. I got hooked on Oxycontin at one point, so I can't imagine that money would be less of a like an addiction.
No, I was on cocaine. I got hooked on a lot of things, but the thing about money is what's amazing to me about it. I'm just not, you know, Patrice really talked about a purse. Like he was like, he doesn't understand money. Like he had that great bit about, you know, not understanding money. To me, it's like there are some people that really truly understand not only money, but how to like interface with the world. You know, some people, like, I know people that luck into money, that are just around rich people, that are just around, that can get opportunities in an interesting
way. Yeah, but that's
like
its
own art. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, that's kind of what you're doing when you're a stand-up and people like, you know.
But I think there's more, like there's people that are, I think stand-ups are working for, you know? I mean, if you're getting on stage for an hour, you're working, you know? But I think there's a lot of people that are just very good at just kind of figuring out how to have the right opinions in the right package and have the right friends, you know? And,
yeah, well, it was always like that. Listen, it was always like that. It's just what's changed is the parameters of it.
Yeah.
And they're even worse than they were before.
Yeah. Do you ever think of, like, having kids ever?
I mean, I think if it happens, fine.
Right.
Like, if I Anthony Bourdain some kids out the last on my way out, and I don't have to worry about college. Sure.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do it on purpose.
Right.
But that, you know, that's other shit too. I just wouldn't want to pass a certain kind of gene down.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and it's, I wouldn't inflict on a kid if I could help it. What like I certainly would have. There's a lot of shit I wouldn't put on a kid.
Yeah.
That I would be afraid would.
Well, you're also a guy that, like, and the thing I've always respected about you is you kind of just, you will be, and you've said this before, you're like, I will die being right. Like, you're
well,
like,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I
like, you're like,
too.
I will fight the battle.
I'm just not going to fucking, that, the, you know, so I guess it's just called being a loose cannon, and it's bad for productions.
right. Like, if you had, like, but I wonder if you have kids at a certain point, do you have to sometimes shut up? And,
no,
not,
if you have,
and not
you,
be right.
No, that's a very good point, man.
Yeah.
It's a very good point.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, I did want to have, not have shit that could be kind of taken away from me like that. I know what you mean by that. Yes.
Yeah.
Certainly that.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting thing. And that's why I've always admired you. And I've only met you a few times, but I'm like, there's a commitment to your own truth or articulating.
But it's not a commitment. I'm compulsive. It's not
right.
Not
okay.
Brave.
So, well, no, it's not. I mean,
I have.
There's negative. I'm sure
long-standing mental problems.
Sure.
So I get, you know, Temple Grand and the comedian over there. I get it.
Right. Sure.
But I thought it was on me to
right
you
fight
form
the
that into something that people would enjoy for reasons other than the circumstances of my fucking birth.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. And I think that when people have families, I notice it's just like they gotta, for whatever reason, you gotta, you know, sometimes
you have a family support.
Yeah.
But that's why the people go after your jobs like the most. They wanna, you know, part of the emasculation and whatever that they're really into. Like, it's not really just like it's not really just like lifting up women or POCs.
Sure. Right.
That's a
term.
What a dignified name.
POCs.
I'm a POC. Great. It sounds like you're in the system already. three POCs.
Yeah.
I'm pulling over three POCs.
Yeah, right.
Fucking POC is you.
Yeah.
What the fucking shit?
Yeah, sounds like something on The Wire.
That's going to be the thing that, by the way, that I there's one thing I can predict for sure in the future is that's going to be a word that gets you fired in like 15 years. If you say, we don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
This is what they did with retarded. They always, you know.
How dare you?
I was joking about it, like, we can't say it, right? Because they figured out what it means now.
Right.
And we have to face it.
That's like, it.
Time to.
You move on.
The jig is up.
The jig is up. You can move on. POC, yeah. It's such an empty term. And it like.
It's way for these cowards to never. That's what that cowardice is. It's money, and it's a way for them never have to having
where
to have
where does that cowardice come from?
Money, but just I want to succeed.
Yeah, I want
to get an A.
Yeah,
you teach it to you young of like I want to get an A.
Right.
So now these new creeps figured out the new if they make this horrible new way to get an A,
right.
You're gonna attract those little fucking the despicable creature from election.
you're gonna attract That's true. I mean, when I grew up, there was this, and now it's completely demonized, but there was a school of thought that was never adopted, but there was a school of thought of like this kind of individuality. I was born in 85, too, so throughout the 90s, you had like this, you know, they had these sayings where like, well, if he jumped off a bridge, would you do it? And things like that. And now it's kind of like everybody has rejected that notion entirely of just kind of being your own thing. And this idea of like marching to the beat of your own drum or any of that horseshit sayings that were never half meant. They were never really.
You know what's crazy is, well, that's when you hear that marginalized shit. Like, the religion I grew up in was a marginal religion.
Yeah.
And
you were knocking on doors.
We wanted to be marginal. We were on purpose.
Right.
Wanted to be marginalized.
You were right, and everybody was wrong.
Yeah, we had the truth.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, so that's the thing I try to think about because I remember the feeling of having the truth. I don't have like a confidence like that. I have a, like, if I'm wrong, it's fine. Like, you just tell me. I'll be like, oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, the thing of, like, you got to think this. It's pathological that I have a real issue with any kind of thought control or any kind of, we're saying this, and that's all there is to it.
Right.
And go fuck yourself. You're not going to tell. And then there's a threat of being disfellowshipped if you don't go along. Disfellowship me now, fuckface.
Right.
So it's not like courage. It's like a spite. But yeah. But anyway, what were we talking about before I went off on that?
No, we're saying that like it's where does this all end? Do you think it ends anywhere? Do you think it just keeps going on like this forever? It is boring. It is boring.
The kids of this
now.
Shit bomb generation,
yeah,
their kids will reject literally every right. all of it. And also,
and they're
probably
already starting.
Most
to.
Of the 30 somethings, you know, today's hippies are tomorrow's
yuppies. Yeah, yeah.
So
it's just a cycle.
Yeah, like, but what's gross is if you think of how they are now. What in the fuck, the older right-wing version? What are they going to be? Because yeah. even that creepy-ass Quiverful cult, you know, that 19 and counting, that Duggar family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's founded by some creepy guy that's still there and this woman that used to be a radical feminist
yeah.
from like the 60s and then became a radical...
Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is these people are not getting the help they need. They're just right. finding new...
They're just
finding new extreme
Well, there's
positions.
A lot of people that are not comfortable in chaos. Like, I was always kind of somewhat comfortable. I grew up in a chaotic situation. My mother's a schizophrenic. You know, I was a closeted gay dude. Like, I had to lie to everybody. I had to lie to myself. Like, I never had the truth. I never thought I had the truth. I always, if I had anything, I had a lie. And I was good at lying. I was decent at lying. So then I had to get real and get sober and do all these things. So to me, I meet a lot of people that are just, they're not comfortable in chaos. They need to have the world arranged.
Well, I don't
in
even think it's
way.
I think it's because chaos isn't the most comfortable thing. I think it's needing to control.
Right.
You know, it's like really like.
Yeah. Well, that's where they get power. They seek power through control.
Yeah. So all the control freak shit, it's like almost like the control freak thing of being like a real artist, but not any of the.
Art.
Yeah. Right. Just have the right. control freak, but
just
not the like
control, the, but none of the none of the end product.
Yeah, like
yeah.
I don't remember who said it, but that thing about, you know, you gotta break some eggs and make an omelet or whatever yeah. the fuck. That's like a famous thing, I believe, from like the Soviet Union. The guy goes, "Well, where's the omelet? Like, the fuck's right. this omelet you've been talking about? Like, yeah. I see the broken eggs." And the mess, but yeah. where's the omelet?
You're right. It's coming. Well, that's the thing with Soviet Union. It was always like, well, the next, you know, real communism's coming. The gold, you know, the real red revolution's on its way. The paradise is coming. The utopia is coming.
Listen, there'd be a civil war over that before a race war.
Right.
100%.
Of course.
But I don't think there's enough. The bottom line is that's not a threat. What? Because all these people are in power with things making yeah. money, so they're not.
Do you think there's any? I talked to somebody once, and they were like, "The only way for the next generation to rebel, and this is now kind of impossible, is to become Luddites and just kind of reject a lot of the social media and stuff like that." Is there any?
Oh no, they can become just the opposite political spectrum, like
right,
they do.
Can
that's what that's
saying.
What do you think all that fucking yeah. Pepe the Frog shit is?
Right.
What it's this?
It's just the reaction.
The commerce shit is that attention economy you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I've been watching YouTube's like
sure
on a plane, you know, I'm getting on a plane or something. I'll be
yeah,
like,
we do it till 5 a.m. here. I mean, it's not a healthy diet of information, but you know, it's
well, there's like
I enjoy it.
It kind of sucks because it'll only send you stuff like the shit you just watched.
Absolutely.
So
it's
I'm like, is there not
crazier.
More stuff on YouTube?
Yeah, right. There's like, millions and millions
don't
of views.
Don't cater to what you think. Videos. What are you doing? Like that's where I would like control. Is like let me just yeah. see what's there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm watching these things, and you can see the ones that are. Just copies. They got inspired by the other one, and they're not as good as the
sure.
the first initial thing.
Yeah.
And then that's when you start to notice these arguments, the same arguments over and over again.
Over and over again.
Usually about Star Wars.
Right, right.
Or whatever, like,
right.
And like in-depth analysis, all that shit.
Yeah.
So.
I'll watch stuff on YouTube to get away from that. I'll watch like hacky sales trainers giving conferences and Marriott. Like I'll watch crazy
oh,
shit
yeah.
because I just want away from the same arguments that everybody's fucking have. Dude,
you
I'll
cleanse
watch
your palate with a nice Ty Lopez.
I'll watch. Yeah, exactly. Dude, I'll watch crazy shit. I'll get grifted by a fucking scam artist because it's more. I'll watch Islamic fundamentalist preachers. I mean, I'll watch shit literally just to get
Peace
away.
Peace be upon them.
Yeah.
We should say you're that.
Not, I mean, they're very charismatic. They're very charismatic, you know? I mean, I'll do anything to get away from, you know, they just keep feeding you the same shit. I'm like, all right, let me fuck them. Let me, the YouTube
right, yeah.
algorithm, let me fucking throw a wrench into that. How about a little Ty Lopez and then a little, you know, Ramzi bin al-Sheed or whatever. And let's see where we go.
Yeah, right. Well, so... the things that stand out, like those Rogan clips I watch, always stand out.
They're great.
Show
yeah.
I've seen. I don't know, it's like a few, but I noticed that like they do kind of fall by the wayside. Like the bit, what'll die first is the business of getting making money off the like right. people. What?
Yeah, right.
Because it's because everybody has to age. So guess right. what? You think you're gonna have the energy to give a shit about a fucking
right?
Tweets should be called farts. That's how right. important they are.
That's true.
And but when you say it to me, you go. Did you hear what he farted? It has no place in this society. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, it's, you know, you are yeah. going on about a fart. It's
right.
going to dissipate.
Yeah, it's over.
If
right.
you let it.
Yeah, it's already happened. That's so funny. It's such a great point. No one's going to have the energy to give a shit forever.
Yeah, it's just you're not. So, but that's why
unless
they try
it's
to
your job. Like New York and LA, it's your job to give a shit. That's why you go to Ohio. They're like, what?
That's why they try to create the generation of tomorrow's fucking
yeah.
bullshit. And so... Listen, we all don't have two moms, so not everybody's going to be passing this propaganda on to their kids.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's true. It's true. 100%. I want to not care. I want to get to a point where I can just kind
of
be
well,
like...
Well, that's a lot of white privilege.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Black people have to care.
Right, I know.
Really? What black people are you hanging out that have to fucking care about that?
Yeah.
Go say that to them. Go, yeah. go find some
like,
black people.
Hey, all those people on 4chan and Reddit care. Like you, that's the thing. You can compel someone to care.
Wait, do you mean
you
the,
can't tell them what to care about?
Do you mean the one black yeah. girl that you grew up with that right. wears all white and she yeah. has to care?
Yeah, right.
And you don't really know any black people? You
right.
fucking Chicago dipshit. You fucking segregated.
Race,
New York's, yeah. I miss New York. Well, I don't know how it is now, but New York was always a place where you were in... It was diverse by the nature of everybody living on top of each other.
Yeah.
And you couldn't have your precious bullshit.
Yep.
It was a very different kind of liberalism that
yep.
I was very into.
Yes.
Where there was there wasn't that fucking little like
right.
that. That was
well,
like
New York
because you couldn't be like that.
You couldn't. And you were tethered to reality.
That's the only thing about gentrification is yeah. like it. Gentrification ultimately is the allowing of people to bring their suburban shell
yeah.
with them wherever they go.
Yeah.
What do you think the catcalling thing was about?
Right.
We
right.
pretended it was all the white guys who catcall.
Right. The business guys
it was
catcalling.
These silly, some silly white girl who
right.
moved to a black an area
right.
and they that's a little dominance move they're doing because they're like, what are you doing here? And by
right.
the way, they always going to do that. All you got to do is make eye contact and hold your ground a little bit. They're not even in any violent way.
Right.
Or
right.
anything. You just have to be, hey, hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
You literally just got to do that because they're trying to see if you stuck up.
Right.
And this is like, I will
and
always.
You are.
So, yeah, so that's what the fight is now is for
yeah.
all the weakest fucking dipshits. But I can't say anything to someone if, like, even if they rub their dick on the side of my face, don't make
right.
me have to say stop.
The best friendships I've had are people that
I don't want
yeah.
the burden of being the rude one
right.
asking you to stop rubbing your cock on my face.
Right.
I could get killed. Okay? No, it's not
yeah.
the same as consent. Sitting there and allow, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Not as a child.
Sure.
Which was, I was 15. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You're a kid still.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
I was 23. I was in my 20s. An adult, a legal adult.
Right.
Who can go to war?
Yeah, the only people we don't care about getting fucked are the kids. I mean, that is the one group we've decided
hey, man,
those people can figure it out on their own.
Here's the best way to get your kids fucked.
Yeah.
Very, very heavy fundamentalist religious something.
Yeah.
Where there is an authority that you don't question.
Right.
The Jehovah's Witnesses, I'll say for them, the authority was like, you know, they were not, even though they were like the authority in a way,
yeah.
I didn't really ever, and we moved a lot, so
yeah.
I didn't see people really abusing that authority. They were very clear, like, you're great.
Right.
They hammered that in. It's the, you know, it's almost like a commie kind of spirituality the way they are.
Yeah.
But it's its own kind of robbery of, your,
right.
of who you are.
Yeah.
But it's, so anyway, they that fucking that authority that you can't fucking say anything to, having that, so that's what real hardcore fundamentalists have, okay? And then that's what the other side has, these leftist dipshits, like, that's a woman of color,
yeah.
a POC, and you don't ever, like, everybody is Kim Jong-un.
Right.
Everyone is strong and brave. It's all the
yeah.
words are meaningless.
Right.
So that's going to get your kids fucked, just so you know.
Right.
It's
right.
like, you know, Liberal parenting, extreme conservative parent. It's amazing the amount of getting your kids fucked you guys do.
Right. That's what it leads
to. I'm saying
to.
That to all your listener, your extremist listeners, I guess.
Yeah. Listen.
It's you guys.
Yeah. They're all out there. They're out there. What do you think? When Patrice died, I feel like comedy kind of lost something.
Yeah, lost Patrice.
Yeah. But to me, it was like he was somebody who was important, and there's not too many people that really fill his shoes. I can't think of it.
I mean, yeah.
He
buried in a piano crate, of course.
Right. Right.
I don't know. It's like a guy you'll never get to talk to again. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, he was phenomenal. He was amazing. So what do you have? Are you excited about doing anything coming up? Like Race Wars is such a good podcast. You're going to do a new podcast.
Yeah, I recorded a few. I'm going to release them together. And I just got to come up with a goddamn name that's really...
Okay.
Holding me back, dude.
Well, we'll promote it. If you come up with it in the next week before this comes out, we'll tell people.
I gotta do it by like Monday. I had like several.
Race Wars, you guys had some great fucking throwdowns.
I can't do that without Sherrod. I just can't.
Yeah, Sherrod. Yeah, I mean, Ann Coulter, Sherrod, Yamanika. It was like a great, you know.
Like, I don't think it would be as good without me, but Sherrod can do. And I just mean in terms of like it's a thing called Race Wars or something. Yeah. Like, Sherrod could do it, but like, you know.
I thought you guys were great. It was two of you. He's a good,
So now I got to figure out and I also don't want to be the fucking commenting on this shit.
I know.
Guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Here's the problems when you come with the theme.
Yeah.
I like the hangout ones where you're just talking because you probably get into talking about that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I like segments. Like, I'm not so into the get into your personal life shit that like.
Right.
Like Howard Stern, Jay always loved like him yelling at Benji, and then they're mad at something.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I fucking hate that.
What's
shit.
That about? Yeah.
I like their bits. Like I always thought the bits like were really good. So
right.
I don't know. I don't know because I kind of was toying for a second of going full woke, and
I would love that.
And like, but then I'd have to commit to that goddamn. Like old Colbert theme every time.
I would love like the reverse Jamie Kilstein. Just go now. You're just woke.
Yeah, like the wokest.
Yeah,
but I don't want to. I mean, again, that seems like that could be a segment. I don't want to have to.
No, you don't have to commit to that. What's what I think?
That's a lot to commit to.
With this thing,
a bit.
We just try to have conversations with people. We try to not always bring in comedians because comedians we all talk about. We cover a lot of the same ground. I mean, everyone covers it differently. So it's like if you could find, I try to find people that are like have interesting jobs and aren't comedians that are willing to talk. about them.
I just made me think of. Like in times of great stress, I turn into woke Kurt, like a Hulk of woke.
Yeah, it's like it's a superhero.
Just glasses, clear glasses forming up.
Yeah, they fog up. You wipe them off, and then all of a sudden you can see clearly. You're like, oh, I can see clearly now. Before I was seeing through privileged eyes, but
I have
now,
green glasses.
Yeah, now I can see all of the oppressive structures existing around me at all times. Yeah, man, it's fun. So if people want to follow you on social media.
Yeah, I'm on all them.
You're
things.
All that stuff.
I just put my shows on them, so.
Yeah. White Precious is still one of the best specials ever.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Dude, if you have not watched that special, you're fucking insane.
Let me, I have
Go.
My date to tell you.
Please.
Fucking
Please.
I'm being a real silly goose. Noise system. Hold on one second. Is this just dead air right now?
Edit it out. We'll edit it out. It's magic.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You know, we're in a garage in Eagle Rock. We'll figure it out. This is... We can get there.
Okay. It is... Oh, so I'm going to be in Plano... I've never been here. Plano, Texas? You ever been there?
Never.
To Hyenas? Hyenas? Yeah.
I've heard about it. Never been there.
Thursday the 14th through Saturday the 16th.
Okay. Awesome.
So you can get tickets on
Plano, Texas.
KurtMetzgerComedy.com is my website with dates and shit.
Okay. And social media, Twitter and Instagram or any of that?
Kurt Metzger, Twitter.
Easy.
The blue check mark one.
Gotcha. Not the fake one, if there's a fake one out there.
I don't know. There used to be a lot. I don't know now because I don't fucking go on Twitter.
Yeah.
That was the fucking old school thing that people would, like, impersonate you and try to like fuck with like.
Yeah.
Fucking insane, dude. But like I said,
there's something about those trolls that, as despicable as they are, there's something hilarious about the fact that they like that type of person exists. Like,
dude, I honestly, like the ones that suck. Like if somebody makes you laugh with it,
yeah,
you know, that's like.
I'm always like amazed at the people ready to go, like the people down, the people down at Ground Zero with the fake 9/11 victim things on 9/12, like ready to go immediately. With, you know, those people to me are like, that's an interesting breed of person.
Wait, they were just making a joke, or they were trying to
scam? They were scamming people.
Oh, yeah, that's not a troll.
They were ready. No, but it's just the idea of like that type of person who's ready to scam immediately. And the type of person who like will just go online and like wait for someone to do something and then just like, you know, use that to fucking either like, in, you know, impersonate them or something like that. I'm not equating them, but these are the people that just watch for these opportunities are interesting.
Hasn't Steven is easy paid enough.
Yeah. Right. What did Mullen say? You were saying something before?
He's like, he would troll the hilarious
so
ways.
Yeah. So funny.
I always thought it was so funny. I know people that were like pissed off at him. Like,
people get really mad.
And I mean, he's so goddamn funny at it.
Yeah, but it's people that don't have a sense. I think it's people that don't have a sense of humor. Or
like blasphemous.
Yeah, or they feel like their privacy is invaded or something weird.
No, it's the, if you make fun of them, I know this from firsthand, like if you make fun of somebody well.
Yeah.
In these things, and like.
Yeah.
I know because I have this one maniac who. Like,
yeah.
I found out later that because I made fun of her after she comes at me like a fucking idiot, her friends were laughing about it.
Right.
I don't know what I guessed about her, but somehow I nailed it.
Yeah.
As like a lucky whatever, and that made her. We would talk later. That's what had set her off.
Ah, that's what got her.
So if you're good at it, that's more. Yeah. You know, like you say, privilege and all this other bullshit.
Yeah.
But the envy part with the people that suck is like you're funny at it, and I'm not, and they have that like that Amadeus movie anger.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like there's a real like. Like
yeah,
there should anybody funny like you immediately get along with.
Yeah.
I can't imagine not getting along with somebody funny. I can't imagine.
Yeah. I agree.
In fact, right. They could be more kind of dickish to me, and I would give a lot of leeway for how funny they.
Well,
were.
Well, you just talked about that friend you had where you guys were kind of like, you know, every now and then you were antagonists, but you guys were funny.
Well, it was funny because we were marginalized.
Right.
This is for a marginal job. It should be. This is not a STEM field.
Right.
It's a. It's a marginalized job for freaks.
Yeah.
You don't have to look like one.
Right.
But you have to have, okay? And so, and step one, you have to embrace that. You're not.
Right.
You know, it's just so much fucking.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. Everybody go see Kurt Metzger. Go to KurtMetzger.com, KurtMetzgerComedy.com.
KurtMetzgerComedy.com.
KurtMetzgerComedy.com, all his dates, Hyenas in Plano, Texas. Listen to his podcast when he comes up with the name of it. And thanks for coming in, dude. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.